WeatherBrains 101 with Professor Peters.
Radar is an important tool that meteorologists have been using since the 1950s. A radar emits a pulse of energy that travels away from the radar. If that pulse strikes a target, such as raindrops or bugs or birds, a small amount of energy is returned or reflected to the radar, hence the term reflectivity used to describe the radar image. The ability to detect the shift in the phase of the radar pulse makes a radar special. It makes it a Doppler radar. The phase of the returning signal typically changes based upon the motion of the raindrops. This effect was named for the Austrian physicist Christian Doppler, who discovered it. You have probably experienced the Doppler effect as a train goes by blowing its horn. The change in sound is due to the movement of the source of the sound toward or away from you. Broadcast radars operate in the C-band around 4 to 8 gigahertz with a wavelength of about 5 centimeters. National Weather Service radars operate in the S-band at 2 to 4 gigahertz with a wavelength of 10 centimeters. Both do a good job of detecting rain, but the S-band offers better characteristics for penetrating storms. Radars vary in transmission power, too. The NEXRADs, or the WSR-88Ds used by the National Weather Service, have an average transmitted power of about 450 watts. By comparison, a typical home microwave oven will generate about 1,100 watts of energy. And it's a fascinating aspect of radar that it will do more listening than anything. If you total the time of all pulses transmitted for 1 hour, the radar is actually on for about 7 seconds each hour. The remaining 59 minutes and 53 seconds are spent listening for any return signals. Well, that's WeatherBrains 101 for this edition. If you have a question about weather terms, you can send them to question@weatherbrains.com.